Today, we will read Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 35. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, I pray that your word would be alive, that we would understand what it is that you are saying to us. Lord, teach us. Help us to understand what you want us to learn today. May your Spirit guide our hearts and open our minds to understanding. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 3, verses 20 through 35. Then Jesus entered a house, and again a crowd gathered, so that he and his disciples were not even able to eat. When his family heard about this, they went to take charge of him, for they said, "He is out of his mind." And the teachers of the law, who came down from Jerusalem, said, "He is possessed by Beelzebul, by the prince of demons. He is driving out demons." So Jesus called them over to him and began to speak to them in parables. "How can Satan drive out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if Satan opposes himself and is divided, he cannot stand. His end has come. In fact, no one can enter a strong man's house without first tying him up. Then he can plunder the strong man's house. Truly, I tell you, people can be forgiven all their sins and every slander they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit will never be forgiven. They are guilty of an eternal sin." He said this because they were saying, "He has an impure spirit." Then Jesus' mother and brothers arrived. Standing outside, they sent someone in to call him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they told him, "Your mother and brothers are outside looking for you." "Who are my mother and my brothers?" he asked. Then he looked at those seated in the circle around him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does God's will is my brother and sister and mother." In today's reading, we see the opposition against Jesus grow. Those who are against Jesus begin to grow and become more verbal and open. And it actually almost begins with his family. His own family doesn't believe him. His own family thinks that he is crazy. And so it is very strange that they are coming thinking, "Oh no, he is acting strange and weird, we need to help him." They come, and at the same time, the Pharisees and the religious leaders also come. And the Pharisees claim that he is casting out demons through Satan, through Beelzebul, that he is using Satan's power to cast out demons, that he is basically evil. And so we see this conflict where his family and the religious leaders do not believe him. And they think he is wrong. And so he begins and he addresses what the religious leaders are saying. And he says, "Can Satan drive out Satan? Would Satan do damage to himself? No, he wouldn't." Jesus says a kingdom divided against itself cannot stand. That when a kingdom fights itself, when a house fights itself, it will fall apart. And so Satan is not going to fight himself, which tells us that Jesus was from God, that Jesus was doing what God told him to do, that is where his power came from. Yet the religious leaders and his family don't understand. They don't believe it. And so Jesus warns them and says, you must be careful. Do not say that the works of the Holy Spirit are from the devil. If you do, that is a big problem, because it shows that your heart is against God, that your heart is not in tune with God, that you are against him. And so we need to understand where Jesus came from, where his power came from. It did not come from Satan. Instead, Jesus came from God. And when we understand that, then we look at his message, and we understand that the message of Jesus is from God, that he is speaking the words of God, that he is giving God's message to the people, that he is doing the work of God, that what he is doing is God's work. And so we need to accept it. We need to embrace it. We need to follow it. We need to do what Jesus does and follow him instead of attacking him and doubting and not believing. Now, at the end of today's reading, his family comes and they wait for him. And he says, who are my mother and brothers? They are these people here. Whoever does God's will is my mother and brother and sister. What is he talking about? Well, I think Jesus is making a distinction between his physical family and his spiritual family. And it appears that, at least at this time, Jesus' physical family does not believe in him. They don't believe he is who God said he was. They don't believe that he is the promised one, the Messiah. And so when they come and try to help him because they think he is crazy, they are showing that they don't believe. Now, this, I think, gives me a warning that being in the family of someone who believes does not save someone who does not believe. These people were the very family of Jesus, his physical family, his brothers, but they didn't believe in him. Now, later on we learn that at least some of them did believe and become close followers of him and leaders of the church after he died and came back to life. But at this point in his ministry, they don't believe. And so we see that just because they are family physically does not make them his family spiritually. Who are the people who are Jesus' spiritual family? It is those who believe and do God's will. It is those who believe and obey. And so, for us, are we part of his family? Would Jesus say that you are his brother or sister? Would Jesus say that you are in his family? Are you doing the will of God? Do you believe in Jesus? It's time to put aside the doubts. See what he says. See what he does, and believe, and follow, and obey. Lord, I pray that you would help us to believe. Help us to follow. Help us to do what you tell us to do. Lord, we do not want to be like your earthly brothers, who grew up beside you, watching you, hearing you, who probably heard you teaching and saw the miracles, yet they still did not believe because their hearts were hard. We don't want to be like that, Lord. We don't want to be hard in our hearts. Instead, we want to be open, that as we see your word, we would believe. Lord, I thank you that your word does show us that these same brothers who doubted you here, that at least some of them did come to follow you, and that we see that in Acts as they talk about the early church. So I know that even though some may not believe now, that they're not without hope, that you can draw them to yourself. So God, I pray that you would give us open hearts, hearts that want to know you, hearts that want to please you and follow you and obey. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.